In Parshas Mishpatim, Klal Yisrael say the famous words, Naseh V'Nishma. So this Parsha, in a way, is a continuation of Kabbalah's HaTorah. Most of Kabbalah's HaTorah, the Luchos, the Aseres HaDibros, Maimon Har Sinai, happened in Parshas Yisrael. But we don't say Naseh V'Nishma until Parshas Mishpatim. So I want to talk a little bit about Maimon Har Sinai. There is actually something called the Sheish Zechiros. There are six remembrances, daily remembrances, which we are obligated to have. Some have lists that are a little bit longer. But our Sheish Zechiros are Egel, Amalek, Miriam, Shabbos, Yitzias, Mitzrayim, and Maimon Har Sinai. Egel is the Maisa Egel. Amalek, Zachor Eis Asher Asalacha Amalek. We remember how Amalek attacked us, Baderach Betzeischem in Mitzrayim. Miriam was the story of Miriam. She got saras for what she said about Moshe Rabbeinu. Shabbos, we learn Zachor Eis Shabbos Lakatra. That was last week's parsha in the Aseres HaDibros. Yitzias Mitzrayim is the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim to remember that Ribono Shalom took us out of Mitzrayim. And the last one on the list is to remember Maimon Har Sinai. So that pasuk that we're obligated to remember Maimon Har Sinai comes in Parshas Va'eschanan. The pasuk says, this is Perek Dalid in Sefer Dvarim, Perek Pasuk Tes. Raki Shomer Lecha Ushmor Nafshecha Ma'od, Pentishkach Hasadvar Mashiro Enecha. Guard yourselves and be very careful so that you don't forget the words Asher Ra'u Einecha that your eyes saw. You don't forget the words that your eyes saw, Upen Yasur Milvavcha, or that you turn it away from your heart, Kol Yimechayecha. Behodatam Livanecha V'Livanevanecha. And you have to teach it. You have to inform your children and your children's children, i.e. your grandchildren. Now there's a very important Ramban on that Pasuk, on Pasuk Tes. And I want to read the words of the Ramban with you. The Ramban says, Vihine. I'm in the middle of the Ramban. Kodem shehizkir hadibros. Of course, the dibros are repeated in Parshas Va'eschanan. So before we remember, we mention the Aseres HaDibros, Shenem Rusham, Hizhir b'mitzos lo saseh. The Torah warns us with a negative commandment, Shelo nishkach davar min hamaymad hahu, that we don't forget anything from that event, Maimon Har Sinai. And we never remove it from our hearts. Vitziva b'mitzvah saseh, and then we are commanded with a positive commandment, Shinodia b'olachol zareinu, v'hodatam livanecha v'livnei vanecha, that we have to inform our children and our grandchildren, midor lidor, from generation to generation, kol ma shehayasham, everything that happened there, b'ri'iyah u'b'shmiyah, in sight and in sound. B'ri'iyah with seeing, ubishmiya with hearing. V'hatoeles b'mitzvah azu. What is the purpose of this mitzvah? It's gedola ma'od. Why? She'im hayu divrei ha-Torah bo'im eleinu mipi Moshe b'lvad. If the Mesorah of Torah came only through Moshe, so afal pisha nevuaso nis'amsa, even though his prophecy is true, but osos u'mosim, it was proven true with osos, with signs and with wonders. Im yakum b'kirbeinu navi, ocholem chalom, let's say a navi would get up and he would say, v'yitzaveinu behepach, he would command us behepach min ha-Torah, something opposite of the Torah, v'yiteni elenu oso mofes, and then he would perform some type of miracle. So yikane safek, b'leif ha-anashim, people would be caught in limbo. They would be in doubt. Wait, was Moshe Rabbeinu right? Or maybe he was wrong. Maybe, I mean, I see an os or a mofes, I see a sign, a miracle, a wonder that this other cholem chalom or a navi has performed. So maybe he's right. And we would be in doubt. Aval, however, says the Ramban, kishehigia eleinu ha-Torah mipi ha-gvura, once the Ribono Shalom gave us the Torah, lazneinu to our ears, ve'einenu haros, and our eyes that saw, ein sham emtzoi, nachish kol cholik v'chol mistapik, now we can deny anyone who disagrees with the Torah, anyone who says, no, the Torah is not true, really, we're supposed to keep other mitzvos. No, Chomestapik, anybody who doubts the Torah, no, it's recorded. There was a Maimed Har Sinai where we received the Torah. Unashaker Oso, we will make him into a Navi Sheker. Lo Yo Ilehu Os, Velo Yatzi Lehu Mofes, Menamisa Biadenu. Well, the punishment for Navi Sheker, we put him to death, and no miracle is going to save him. Ki anachnu hayodim v'shikruso, because we know about his Sheker. Shamar Sham v'gam b'chay aminu liolam. The pasuk in last week's parsha says that we will believe in Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah forever. Ki kishenatik gam kein hadavar levanenu. And now the Ramban says, because when we copy down, when we record this matter, Maimon Har Sinai livanenu, for our children, Yedu Shahaya Hadavar Emes, they will know that it is really true. Below Safek, without a doubt. Ki'ilu Ra'uhu Kol Hadoros, as if they themselves saw what happened at Har Sinai. Kilo Na'id Sheker livanenu, because parents do not testify falsehoods to their children. Below Nanchil Osam Divrei Hevel, and we don't transmit silliness, divrei hevel, vein b'moil, things that don't help. Vehim lo yistapku klal be'eduseinu, and they will not doubt at all our testimony. Shenoyed lahem, that we will testify. Aval yaminu bevadai shereinu kulonu be'eneinu, they will believe us bevadai, that we all saw with our eyes, kol ma shesparnu lahem, everything that we told them. Those are the words of the Ramban. The Ramban says our Mesorah is transmitted. Yes, there were wonders, there were miracles, there was a Maimon Har Sinai, and those people who were physically there, they taught it to their children. V'hudatam livanecha v'livnei vanecha. And then they taught it to their children who taught it to their children. I received it from my father, from my mother. I received it from my grandparents. My grandparents received it from their grandparents, going back generations. And this tradition is undisputable. Because parents do not teach us something, they do not transmit something that they know to be false. So this transmission is the only type of ironclad transmission. And even if somebody would come and show us different, they would show us an os or a mofes, that's not the way that our emuna works. I have to tell you, this Ramban, to me, is one of the most powerful Rambans in all of Chumash. And if the Ramban says it, it's good enough for me. The Ramban said that that's our Amuna, that we have a Mesorah in Amuna. My parents, from my grandparents, from my great-grandparents, going back to Har Sinai. Okay. But I always had a hard time with this Ramban, because how do you explain this? How do I explain this to students? You know, it's very interesting. Whenever I learn something with a group of students, with a class, so what am I trying to do? I'm not trying to convince them that the words are true because of who said them. Of course they are. If the Gemara said it, the Gemara said it. If Rashi said it, then Rashi said it. The Ramban said it, the Rambam said it. But I also wanted to make sense for the students, for them to be able to understand it. Not just to say, well, if that's what the Rashi said, then that must be. Now, it is. But in order to get them to engage with it, to understand it, I need to make it relatable to them. And I always found that this is a hard thing to explain. How do you explain that our Mesorah is not based on what we see? And if we see, if somebody shows us different than our beliefs, we don't believe what they show us. We believe our tradition. Does that make sense? I always felt that that's a hard concept to teach. You know, when I was growing up, people from older generations used to tell me that the way they got their information, you know, how did they know if the Yankees won the game? So, the next morning in the newspaper, there was a little clip that said, the Yankees won, the Yankees didn't win. And then on Sunday, they would print all of this. I remember when I was younger, the Sunday sports section would print all of the stats so that you would know what the stats are. You know, if you grew up in such a generation where you only know if the Yankees won because you read the newspaper, so then you could only know that the Ribono Shel Olam gave us the Torah at Har Sinai because I read the Torah. So I read the book, and the book told me. And I can have emunah like that. Just like I have to have emunah that the Yankees won because the newspaper told me that. But we live in a very different generation. Before the game is over, I already have all the highlights on my phone. I'm a tap away, I'm a click away from anything I want to see. I could see it. So how are we supposed to understand? Somebody shows me something? That's how I believe it happened. Don't tell me that it was a great play. Let me see the play. I could see it. I could see it happen. What do I need to believe? What do I need to have somebody tell me about it? And so I felt that this Ramban was hard to give over. And I've been thinking about this for a while. And I now feel very differently. I'll give you an example. We have the story. You watch a football game. And in the football game, there's an instant replay. One of the coaches throws a challenge. And the referees go to the replay booth and they watch the play. Now, why do they have to watch the play? They just saw the play. They were standing right next to the player as he was trying to catch the ball. And they made a decision about whether or not it was considered a catch. Or maybe the ball hit the ground. Well, they just saw it. They watched it. And they made a call. What are they going into the booth for an instant replay? And the answer is that they're going because the instant replay is going to show them the same play from different angles. And depending on the angle that you get, you'll see something else. If you look from the player's right side, it looks like he caught it. But then, if you see it from a different angle, from the left, you could see that the ball slipped out and actually touched the ground before he had full possession. The same play, but depending on the angle, depending on how it's portrayed, you could see it very differently. And then you realize that even the video replay is not so reliable, because it depends on which angle you get. And if somebody showed you the wrong angle, they could have misled you. Anybody who follows the news knows you go to certain news outlets depending on what your political beliefs are. Because the same event, which everybody saw, there could be photographs and video footage of the same event. But depending on which newspaper you'll read, you'll get a very different version of what actually happened. So yes, today, a picture, a video, is no longer a proof of what really happened. Because people, we could Photoshop the pictures, we can edit the videos, we could give an angle which misrepresents the picture. Pictures are not proofs. Pictures are tools for expressing opinions. Yeah, of course, a picture is a representation of what happened. But in many ways, it's easily skewed so that I can present what I want to present and I can trick people into thinking that this is the reality. The Ramban is telling us that those pictures don't work for our Mesorah. Our Mesorah is from our parents, from our grandparents, ish mi pi ish, until our ancestors stood at Har Sinai. And that's what we can't forget. And that's why we have to teach it to our children. Because our children realize that when we say, when we sit them down and we tell them, this is the most important thing that you need to know. And that is that Hashem loves us, and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and He gave us the Torah at Har Sinai. And you could watch any video you want, you could go to YouTube and see anything you want, and anybody could say whatever they want. But it can't uproot and overturn and deny the tradition, the Mesorah, that we received from Har Sinai, from our parents, and from our grandparents. There's a story in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Hey, Amud Aleph, tells a fascinating story. We've discussed it before, but I want to give a new take on it. The Gemara says, this is Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, in the middle of the page. Usha'arayich la'avnei ekdach. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya. It says that I will make, Hashem says, I will make the gates of Yerushalayim to gates of hewn stone, of cut stone. The Ribbono Shalom says that when Mashiach comes, we're going to have these special gates. Ki hadayosev Rabbi Yochanan v'kadarish. Rabbi Yochanan was giving shir, and he was explaining the psukim. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahavi avanim tovos umargolios shehim shloshim al shloshim. That, and Rabbi Yochanan said that the Ribbono Shalom is going to bring precious stones and pearls, which are 30 amos by 30 amos. 30 amos could be up to 60 feet tall by 60 feet wide, depending on the machlokas about what an amma is. Shem shloshim al shloshim, v'chokek b'an eser al esrim, and he will cut out of them an opening, a door for this gate that is 10 amos by 20 amos. Umamidan b'shari Yerushalayim, he will place the gates at the gates at the entrances of Yerushalayim. Okay, so that's what Rabbi Yochanan said based on this pasuk. He darshened the pasuk. Ligleg olav oso talmud. A certain student mocked the Rebbe, and he said, "Oh, come on, that's ridiculous." Hashta kibeyosa detzitzla lomish kachinan. You know, you get a ring, you get a diamond ring. How big is the diamond? Well, a big diamond is, it's nothing. It's less than a, it's not even a peanut, right? It's nothing. It's tiny. And that's a very expensive diamond. You mean to tell me that the Ribbono Shel'Olam is going to give us a gate that's 60 feet by 60 feet of diamonds and pearls? How could that be? That's ridiculous. Kulei ha'mashkechinon. How are we going to find such a big piece of pearl, of diamond? Okay. Says the Gemara liyamim, some point later, hifligas firasa bayam. This student was on a ship, and he's in the ocean. The yosvei become an asri of chazam malachei hashares. He sees the malachei hashares. He sees malachim in the ocean. I guess on a, I don't know if they were on a different boat or just in the ocean. The yosvei become an asri of anum tovos umargolios. He sees that they're sitting and they are cutting away at precious stones and diamonds and pearls of anum tovos jewelry. Shehim lamed al lamed, which were 30 amos by 30 amos. V'chakuk by an eser brumat esrim. And he sees that they're cutting out entrances that are 10 by 20 amos. V'chakuk. Amar lahu. So the student says to these malachim, Hani laman, what are you doing with that? What's that for? What are you doing with that? What are you using that for? Amru lei sh'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahamidan b'shari Yerushalayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is making them because he is going to put them at the gates of Yerushalayim. So now the student said, oh, really? That's so interesting. Asa, so the Talmud comes back. Asa l'kamid Rabbi Yochanan. He comes back before Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei. So he says to his Rebbe, Darosh Rebbe. Rebbe, continue to give shir. L'chana l'drosh. You're a good darshan. You're right. Kasher amarta kein ra'isi. Remember what you told us about those gates, those entrances of diamonds with the, that they would cut out the hole in, the door in, inside. Remember that? You were right. I saw it. Amar lo. So Rabbi Yochanan gets very angry. And he says, Reka, you're rake, you're empty. Ilmoli ra'isa lo hemanta. If you wouldn't see the gates, you wouldn't have emuna that it's true. Melagleg al debrei chachamim ata. You are a melagleg al debrei chachamim. You are one who makes fun of the Chachamim. Nasan einav bo v'nasa gal shal atzamos. And the Gemara says something, sounds horrific. The Rabbi Yochanan set his eyes upon him, and his laser eyes burned the student until he became a pile of bones. Okay, that's the end of the story. So the Mefarshim ask, we dealt with this in the past, the Mefarshim ask a very simple question. When this student made fun of Rabbi Yochanan the first time, he makes fun of Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, that's ridiculous. How could it be? Can't be true. Rabbi Yochanan let him go. Nothing happened. The next thing that happened is he goes on a ship. He comes back and he says, Rebbe, you're right. And then he gets punished. Why didn't he get punished the first time when he made fun of the Rebbe? Now he comes back and says, you're right. And now he gets punished. So Rav Asher Weiss, in his Perush, in his Sichos on Chumash, on Parshas Mishpatim, quotes his Gemara, and he says, you know why? And he mentions the Ramban, Agav, he's really has other Mar Makomos there, but the Rav Asher Weiss says, the reason that he got punished the second time, the first time, you know, okay, it sounded strange and bizarre, it was hard for him to digest. So he said, you know, it doesn't make sense to him. He was chutzpahdik, yes, he shouldn't have said it like that. Okay. But when he came back, what did he do wrong? He said, Rabbi, you're right. How do I know you're right? Because I saw it. I saw with emunah. I don't have emunah, I saw it. I know it to be true because I saw those stone walls, those precious jewel walls. And Rabbi Yochanan looks at him and says, that's not Mesorah. Our Mesorah is, we have a pasuk, we darshan a pasuk, the Chachamim make a drash of a pasuk, my parents tell me that Hashem gave us the Torah at Har Sinai, that is the basis of our Amunah. You saw something. That's not why we believe. We don't believe because we saw. And those are the words of the Ramban. So Maimid Har Sinai, besides being one of the most miraculous events in the history of the world, is also the foundation of our Amunah. And that's why we're commanded to teach our children and our grandchildren. It has to go from generation to generation. And that is the basis of our Amunah. And no pictures and no videos and no media can tell us otherwise or can change our minds. It's not because we saw. Yes, we saw. V'chol ha'am ro'im esakolos. We saw it. Of course we saw it. Our ancestors saw it. We were there in spirit, b'neshama, Chazal tell us. But our Mesorah is ish mipi ish. Our parents tell us that we were there. And that's something that's always important to remember. That's what the Ramban says. It's a non-discussion. Hashem gave us the Torah at Har Sinai, and that is the foundation of our belief. And anything we see can't and shouldn't change our mind.